Listen. You smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Bankman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down to this.
Smell something?
Well, okay, everybody. Hey there, you tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. It's time for another pre-recorded episode of Listen Do You Smell Something? And look who's back. It's this guy.
The guy with the bread and the red and the other thing that he said. It's the Durf man.
It's the Fred.
Trust by the hour, loving our women now.
what that is not for. And we've got love. I'm glad we both think it's now time to really show what we can do. Improving black pride is now true. At last we've outgrown Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom!
Devoting more time in the sun.
In the sun!
Showing our own a new pride.
We have pride
that makes us feel all good inside. And we've got love. Pushing all opposition out. Success is now without a doubt.
We got love. We got it. We got love.
Stay in stop now.
right, everybody. You're tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. This is Logic Johnson, and once again, the Durf Man is in the living room, right here, for another episode of Listen, Did You Smell Something? Now, I'd like to point out, Logic Johnson is not batting a very high average in the NBA playoff prediction predicament. I started off thinking the Lakers were going to steamroll their way to the finals. Thankfully, and most wonderfully and blessedly for me, that was an incorrect assumption, as the stars have aligned to help Chris Paul take the Suns to the second round, and they are currently handling business against Denver. Congratulations, Nikola Jokic, the lowest drafted player in NBA history to win the Most Valuable Player Award. He's a crazy, crazy man with the passes and the swiftness and the nifty stuff. The niftiness. Now, the Durf Man here is going to resume his traditional duties, as I'll give you my adjusted predictions for the NBA basketball situation in just a few more moments. But first of all, here's the Durf Man. I'm going to tell you some things. He's back, folks. I was not lying. I would not kid you kids.
Your Mike Tyson impression sounds awful. All right. We had Fabulous Gounce with Simple Song, and then Curtis Mayfield with Beautiful Brother of Mine, his. Isaac Hayes after that, Chocolate Chip, Funkadelic after that with If You Don't Like the Effects, Don't Produce the Cause. Then it was Creative Source with Keep On Moving. Then Stevie Wonder with You Haven't Done Nothing. Like who? Like LeBron!
Wait, that's a terrible impression of me. And you're making light of the very heartfelt way in which I feel critically about LeBron James. And I've always been prepared to elaborate and to debate and to, support and underpin and generally argue my point. That's hurtful for you to simplify it as if I'm like, LeBron! the Durf Man's back, y'all. It's time to get sensitive.
Thank you. to have.
Thank you.
make me wanna holler sometimes and throw up both hands. It make me wanna holler sometimes, throw up both my hands. So you say you never heard of the inner city blues, and what's more, you don't understand at all what the ghetto people mean when they say living behind walls. Well then put on your best suit, white shirt and tie, and run on downtown to stand in line for a job washing dishes that you may not qualify. Walk a big hole in a brand new pair of shoes and you had your first look at the inner city blues. Go looking for a place to live, but all the while remember what lurks behind the devil's smile. Are we stupid or just naive that we continue to believe money can buy us anything, including a slice of the American dream? Yeah, answer ads in the paper about houses for sale and get treated like Charles Manson out on bail. When you start to get frustrated by the tactics they use, you'll recognize the feeling. It's the inner city blues. Yeah, make you want to holler sometimes and throw up both your hands. And haven't you ever wondered about why some brothers and sisters were down and out, receiving their sympathy from a bottle of wine, or worse yet, old homicide, living their lives in a glassine bag, or praising the mysteries of Terminal Skag? Some of our brothers parading in drag, another set of victims too whipped to choose. Yeah, you can recognize that, that's the inner city blues. Makes you wanna holler sometimes and throw up both your hands. To see sweet sisters, the blossoms of our African tree, profiling on the corner talking about 10 and 3. Because in spite of all the money we made and taxes we paid, the woman was looking at hungry babes and some decisions had to be made. Could you tell her it's better to go to your grave as a slave or the minimum wage? Well, I hardly think so, but make you wanna holler sometimes and throw up both your hands. What happens when people start to feel they have nothing to lose, 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 nothing to lose? Did you ever hear about Mark Essex and the things that made him choose to fight the inner city blues? Yeah, Essex took to the rooftops guerrilla style and watched while all the crackers went wild. Brought in 600 troops, I hear, brand new to see them crushed with fear. Essex fought back with 1,000 rounds and New Orleans was a changing town. And rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat was the only sound, yeah. Bring on the stone rifles to knock down walls. Bring on the elephant guns. Bring on the helicopters to block out the sun, yeah. Made the devil wanna holler, cause 8 was dead and 12 was down. And cries for freedom were a brand new sound. New York, Chicago, Frisco, L.A., justice was served and the unjust were afraid. Cause after all the years and all the fears, brothers were alive, the courage found, and spreading them goddamn blues around. Yeah, make you wanna holler, black people, and hold up both your hands and say liberation.
Crime is increasing and trigger happy policing. Panic is spreading.
Everybody, you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 Greater Montreal. And how about that hockey there, Durf man? Tell them about the hockey situation. Like they don't know.
That's ridiculous.
He hurt himself, y'all.
I hurt myself. I'm pulling a hamstring and eating a hamburger.
What are you, Anthony Davis?
Yes, and I don't know who that is. It sounds like a rapper. There's got to be a rapper somewhere who's named Anthony Davis. Anyways, or maybe he used to play violin in a funk ensemble. Aren't I supposed to be talking about hockey here?
Would he be called Viola Davis by any chance? Is that the one you're thinking of?
Yes.
He's back, y'all!
I don't know what that means.
Hockey.
Hockey is a sport where you have, like, kitchen knives on your feet, and you have a hockey stick that's made of wood. It used to be made of wood. Now it's made of plastic.
Apparently that's your Durfman hockey update for the week. Oh, it's good to have him back, y'all. I gotta tell you. There's just a verve in the room when the Durfman's in the place, I gotta tell you. All right, You want to tell him? Should I tell him? Should I? All right. The Derf Man has passed the baton to me here. You just finished hearing Marvin Gaye. We got to give it up, part one. Shuggy Otis with Sparkle City. And Peebles, two times with 99 pounds and I take what I want. Al Green with Here I Am, Come and Take Me. And Gil Scott-Heron with his take on inner city blues. He took the time to maybe add a few extra talking points into that one, and we all certainly appreciate him for that. Now, go ahead, Derf Man. What's your prediction for the remainder of the playoffs? Bold prediction time in the hockey world. Come on.
Bold prediction. Habs win.
Come on. You, you use your imagination.
Jesus. It's just hockey.
That doesn't mean you don't know what think you know what you think is gonna know is gonna happen.
Well, I just said Habs win. They're going for number 25 this year. There's a bold prediction. There you go.
How about a conservative prediction?
Conservatives. Stephen Harper decides to run again for prime minister. That's a conservative.
Funny guy. How about a hockey prediction that is like doesn't take a leap here? Who's the favored?
Tampa, I guess.
Stinking Tampa. First they take the Raptors for a season. Now they're gonna take the Cup. Son of a. All right. All right. All right. There's your hockey super update. We've turned into a sports show for this spring postseason.